Let us pray. As we are mindful this day, Lord God, of our own baptism, let it be not only a claim upon our lives, a mark upon our heads, but let it be, Lord God, that which guides daily living, the reminder of your promise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so, did you make any New Year's resolutions? What are they? Tell me. I'll begin. For the 15th consecutive year, I have made the resolution to lose weight. 15 consecutive years. I don't know if it's working or not, but that's the one I make every single year. What about you? What are some resolutions? Yes?
See the positive and not the negative.
See the positive and not the negative. That's a sermon title. I could use that. All right. See the positive, not the negative. Others, anything?
Save money,
of course. Absolutely, absolutely. What's that? See Duke lose. Hey, it'll probably happen. There's no perfect teams out there, that's for sure. Other thoughts, other words. Things that happen a lot of times, sometimes people indeed want to exercise more. They want to commit more of their life to their faith. They want to commit more of their life to their family or children, or perhaps they want to say, my resolution this year is to enjoy my job and do that kind of thing. Resolutions happen all the time. We make these kind of New Year's resolutions, and we do it because it's New Year's. Do we ever hear about making a resolution? I'm going to make a resolution on September the 3rd. No. We always do it on New Year's. And why is that? What? We start over. It's a new year. Dick Clark counts it down and then, hey, it's a new beginning. Right? That's kind of one of the things we like about New Year's, I think. That's one of the things I value about New Year and the resolutions that I make. Every year I do. I make some resolution about trying to get back in the shape I was when I was 22. It hasn't worked since then, but I try. I always make some kind of resolution about how I'm going to be hopefully a better husband, a better father, a better pastor, a better friend, a better son. All of those things are things that we do in and around this time of the new year. And I think it is appropriate then that for us as the people of God, that we come together here right after the new year, and one of the first things we do, sometimes it is the first Sunday of the church year, it is the Sunday of baptism of our Lord. Did you notice? Today, we had everybody do a remembrance of that moment when they were baptized. A remembrance of that day when Jesus came even more fully into our own lives. We may not remember it. We may. But a remembrance of our baptism on this day. And it's fascinating that we do that, I believe, here at one of the first Sundays of the church year, where everything is about beginning anew. Because, friends, the reality is, the gift of this thing that happened to us, whether we were little babies or whether we were adults, the gift of this experience is that every single day, not just New Year's Day, every single day is a gift, is an opportunity for new beginning. See, it's pretty powerful what happens to us at baptism. We might wonder, sometimes why Jesus gets baptized, but we see today in our gospel lesson why Jesus gets baptized. Notice what happens to him when he gets baptized today. Notice what happens. He is sitting here, and the heavens are opened up to him, and the Spirit of God comes upon him. And then he hears this voice that says, "You are my son." Now, I'm of the belief that while Jesus certainly had a connection with God in a deep, deep, powerful way up until that moment in his life. I am of the belief that it was in that moment, that specific moment where the heavens were open to him, that Jesus first understood who he was. He was given identity. You are my son. And at baptism, every single one of us has been given identity. Hannah, child of God, you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Every single one of us has been given identity. So Jesus gets baptized to show us again that in this baptismal moment we are given shared identity. Shared identity. We are shared brothers and sisters. It was wonderful how we prayed today that we will be praying for each other, our brothers and sisters. We all promise to do that. So if you come to me upset at somebody else, I'm going to say, you promised to pray for them. And then you'll say, well, I wasn't there that Sunday. And I go, oh, okay, well. But the reality is we have a shared identity as the baptized people of God. Then, as Jesus was sitting there, you are my son. And then he is told what? You are my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. The beloved, I am well pleased. He is given identity, but he is also given assurance. The same assurance that you were given in your baptism, that you are beloved, Brian. With all your gadgets and toys, you are beloved. And with you, God is well pleased, and that's where he would watch the Super Bowl. Indeed, God is well pleased with you. God loves you. And that is the promise of baptism. And immediately following baptism, what happens? Jesus begins his ministry. It is from baptism that he is sent. And we, as the baptized people of God, receive, just like Jesus, our sending from our baptism. Whether we were baptized when we were an infant, 4 months old, like I was, or whether you were baptized as an adult just a couple of years ago, you have been given a purpose, the same shared purpose that we have to walk into this world that God loves, tell it that God loves it, and to live in community and love and grace with those who are around us. That is our shared baptismal identity, something that we can claim each and every day. We can go to our baptism and remember that we have been marked with the cross of Christ and that it shapes us and leads us and holds us and keeps us throughout all that life brings. There's a powerful word or a powerful phrase that comes up for us in our Isaiah text that Chris read so passionately. Hear these words. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Do not fear, for I am with you. The journey of life is often fraught with turbulent waters of struggles and pain, marked by rushing waters of doubt, fear, and shame, and narrowed by fires of self-doubt, loss, and suffering. But the baptismal promise that we have been given of our new identity, the promise of Jesus with us daily, brings healing to our brokenness. It brings hope beyond our struggles. And it is what the Christian faith is all about, the God who brings new life out of death, who brings good from bad, who brings hope from hopelessness. And that is the promise that we were given. That is the promise that you have been given in baptism. You know, Martin Luther said that when, and it says in our restrooms here, when you wash your face, remember your baptism. Remembering your baptism helps us to remember the God who loves us, who promises never to abandon us, and who promises always to be with us no matter what life will ever bring. That's the way to start the new year. That's how we can have new beginnings each and every day, not just on special holidays, but each moment, each day, second by second, as we remember our baptism, it becomes a new beginning, a new opportunity for us to live into the grace that God has so freely given. Happy New Year, but happy baptism to all of you. Claim it as you have been claimed. Trust in it as God has given His promise to you. In Jesus' name, amen.